This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Both houses of Federal Parliament meeting today. Dol Prasad Aryal being elected as Speaker of House of Representative. Injured Nepalese in UAE attacks reported safe. Nepal Embassy confirms all seven out of danger after missile debris incident. Health Ministry directs private hospital to ensure minimum wages and facilities of health workers. And tensions escalate between US, Israel and Iran. International agencies urge maximum restraint to avoid nuclear and civilian risk. Now the news in detail. Both houses of the Federal Parliament are meeting today at Singha Darbar. The House of Representatives is scheduled to convene at 11 a.m. at the multipurpose hall of the newly constructed Federal Parliament building. The meeting will present a proposal to elect Member of Parliament Dol Prasad Aryal as Speaker of the House. Aryal, the Vice President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, has already been elected unopposed. Similarly, the National Assembly will meet at 12:15 p.m. today. The session will focus on nominating and reshuffling members of various thematic committees. The National Assembly chairperson is also set to designate members to preside over meetings in the absence of the chair and vice chair. According to the information shared by the General Secretary of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Padam Prasad Pandey, as per the agenda of the meeting today, Prime Minister Balendra Shah will present the annual report of the Women's Commission for the fiscal year 2081-82 BS. All Nepali nationals who were injured in attacks in the United Arab Emirates UAE in course of the West Asian conflict are out of danger. The Nepali embassy there has stated that all seven injured Nepali citizens are safe. They are said to have been injured after debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in the Abzan area of Abu Dhabi in United Arab Emirates. According to Gulf News citing the Abu Dhabi Media Office, the air defense system destroyed the incoming missile and drone in the sky, causing fragments to fall to the ground. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday stated that the embassy officials made telephone contact with all seven individuals, including the seriously injured, and they informed the embassy that they are out of danger. Spokesperson of the Ministry, Lok Bahadur Paudel Chhetri, said six people have been discharged from hospital after receiving general treatment and one more Nepali who was said to have sustained serious injuries is receiving medical treatment and he is also out of danger. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed private medical and dental colleges and hospitals to ensure that the health workers, including nurses, are provided with minimum wages and other benefits. The Policy Planning and Monitoring Division under the Ministry recently issued a circular to the Association of Private Health Institutions of Nepal and the Nepal Medical College Association directing them to implement the agreement reached on November 1st in 2025 with the concerned stakeholders. The agreement mandates private sector health institutions to ensure that workers have access to minimum wages and facilities. The Election Commission is set to resume the voter registration program and update the voter list across the country starting from today. A meeting of the Commission convened on the 1st of April reached this decision. According to the Commission, the Nepali citizens who have obtained a national identity card will be able to register their names in the voter list by entering the required details online. Spokesperson of the Commission, Narayan Prasad Bhatrai, shared that those who have not yet obtained a national identity card must fill out an online form through the Commission's pre-enrollment system and submit biometric details including a photograph and fingerprints. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal has said that the government is actively working to further strengthen the country's international relations based on the principles of non-alignment, sovereignty, territorial integrity and mutual respect. Addressing a program jointly organized by the Community Service Center and the Community Police Service Center in Kathmandu yesterday, the minister said that maintaining friendly, balanced and peaceful relations with all nations is a key policy of the incumbent government. The government of Portugal has announced plans to open a consular office in Kathmandu. Portugal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs shared this update through its official social site, including Facebook and X. The decision to establish such a facility in Nepal is expected to help strengthen bilateral relations, promote shared interest, and enhance cooperation between the two countries. Once the consular office becomes operational, Nepali citizens in Portugal will be able to access services more conveniently, as they will no longer need to travel to New Delhi of India for visa processing, document authentication and other related matters. Earlier, Nepal's Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal and Portugal's Foreign Minister Paulo Rangel held a telephone conversation. During the discussion, Minister Khanal informed his Portuguese counterpart about the legal and procedural challenges faced by over 2,000 Nepali nationals in Portugal. Australia has congratulated Prime Minister Balendra Shah on his assumption to the post of the Prime Minister of Nepal. Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong has extended congratulations in a message addressed to Prime Minister Shah on being sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal and to the interim government on the successful conduct of elections. Wong in the message said they look forward to working together with Nepal to promote a peaceful, stable and prosperous region. The Pokhara Metropolitan City has removed 32 illegally built structures near Fewal Lake as part of a conservation campaign. The drive began yesterday morning with bulldozers used in the presence of security personnel. According to Metropolitan Police Chief Purushottam Thapa, the action was taken to control encroachment around the lake area. The metropolis said the campaign aims to protect Fewal Lake and preserve its surrounding environment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Tensions between the United States, Israel and Iran have escalated after U.S. President Donald Trump warned of severe action if Iran did not reach a deal, prompting strong rhetoric from Tehran. On Saturday, Iran launched missiles targeting the Gulf states, Iraq and Israel, while intercepted debris caused damage in affected areas. The U.S. and Israeli forces continued strikes on Iranian military energy and industrial sites. The conflict follows the downing of a U.S. F-15 fighter jet over southern Iran on Friday. Iran reported that its Bashar nuclear power plant had been attacked for the fourth time during the conflict. The UN nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, expressed deep concern and urged restraint to prevent a nuclear accident. The U.S.-Iran conflict began on February 28 following the nuclear talks in Geneva. Both sides have warned of further escalation while international agencies continue to call for maximum restraint to avoid civilian and nuclear risk. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions and partly cloudy in the remaining areas of the country today. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder, lightning, hail and gusty winds in some places of the hilly and Himalayan regions. Light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely in a few places of the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces and in one or two places of the remaining Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of strong winds in some parts of the Tarai region of Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Both houses of federal parliament meeting today, Dol Prasad Aryal being elected as Speaker of House of Representatives. Injured Nepalese in UAE attacks reported safe. Nepali embassy confirms all 7 out of danger after missile debris incident. Health Ministry directs private hospitals to ensure minimum wages and facilities of health workers. And tensions escalate between US, Israel and Iran. International agencies urge maximum restraint to avoid nuclear and civilian risk. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.